Welcome, everybody, to episode 517 of your RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, a little late start today, but we talked a little off air. You guys aren't having a good week. I'm having a decent week. What about, I mean, anything?
That's all right. That's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Let's move on.
Let's just move on. Well,
everything is made better.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to make your world a little bit worse right now, Breakman, because we had kind of a mini bet going on. I did not expect the Broncos to win the last game.
No, I didn't either.
To be honest with you, I thought Cincinnati would win.
That's why I didn't want to take the bet.
Well, I didn't think the Broncos would win. You didn't think the Bengals would win. So we were both in a lose-lose kind of situation. But the winner of that game... is in good shape for a playoff shot, man. They just got to take care of business. But
you didn't think your team was going to win because you don't watch my team. I watch the Bengals.
I watch the Bengals.
Things. No, not enough to have even thought they had a chance. If you thought they were going to win that game, you don't watch them.
Well, I did watch them a couple of times because they were on national TV twice this year so far. So I got a chance to watch them. They were terrible, but I didn't think they were as terrible as the Broncos. But, man.
The Bengals defense has been bad all season, but now the injuries have hit the offense too. Yeah. So now they can't score any points, but they couldn't stop anybody to begin with.
So I'm going to make this quick, short, and simple, break, man.
Oh, yeah. What do you need me to do?
I just need you to admit I'll put it in Skype, and then you have to say it. Hold on. I'm doing it right now.
Let me clear my throat.
Yeah, clear your throat because you're going to need it. It's not too bad. It's real short and simple. Here you go. There you go. You have to say that, Breakman.
Oh, fuck you. Marvin Lewis, the greatest coach of all time.
Yes, there you go. See, nice, short, and sweet. I didn't hit you with anything too bad there, man. You know, it was
you have no idea.
That probably was the worst thing. Let me catch up on quick chat here. Freak 5 is in chat. What's up, Freak 5? He says, did you break a hip, Frank? Is that why you are late? No, I was doing stuff with my parents, man. That's why I was late, and I'm not a crack whore. That was Breakman's contribution to chat so far. Freak Vice also says, is that what he's calling growing pot, smoking pot, and jerking off to midget porn? Well, maybe not in that order, man, you know? Frank is so old, he remembers when oil was dinosaurs. So I can see that Freak 5 is in prime form already. But without further ado, let's...
He remembers when fossil fuel was still alive.
How dare you? How dare you guys?
I mean, that's just what he said.
Walking off the show.
Saying it in another way that I thought sounded...
Walking off the show, man. Looks like Dungeon's in chat, too. What's up, Dungeon? And Skinny Seahorse is back in chat. I've seen Skinny Seahorse in chat before. So welcome back,
Skinny.
What's that?
Are we being stalked?
Yeah, I think we are, man. All right, let's get into...
RPG News.
All right, Eric, take us away with our first news story of the day.
The first news story will be something of some interest to some of you comic fans because Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 The Black Order is exclusively coming to the Nintendo Switch in 2019.
Boom.
And it's being developed by Team Ninja.
Yeah, I think this is great for those of us who have a Switch, Breakman.
That's another reason right there where if I had a choice between the Switch and a PlayStation, I'd have to go off a Switch.
Well, there's plenty of exclusives to the PlayStation that are probably going to be
But none of them are called Mario.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. None of them are called Mario.
And now none of them are called Marvel.
Maybe you can get in contact with my brother, and he could sell you his other PlayStation he's not using.
That's a possibility. I have a feeling we're going to see a
It's all right. I'm not like in a hurry to get it.
Yeah,
It's another thing of having enough time to actually like invest in all these other systems.
Like Team Ninja making a game like this—that's interesting.
Yeah, I think that is interesting. I was hoping somebody like Obsidian or somebody like that.
The only reason it happened though is because Nintendo paid for it.
Yeah. Well, good. I mean, I don't know if this is a timed exclusive too. So, you know, that's something to look out
for. This is one of those games that's only happening because Nintendo's paying for it.
Yeah, so that means it's probably not coming elsewhere.
So it's like Bayonetta 2 then. Like, well, that sucks for me, but, I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
Like, I liked the first two games, even though the second game was so fucking broken.
Yeah.
And the second game had so many problems.
Broken as in, like, the working parts aren't working, or it's broken as in you could easily make the game a cakewalk.
The working parts weren't working.
Yeah. The second game really sucked. I really liked the first one though.
Yeah, and I've been hoping they'd do a third one, despite how bad the second one is. You know.
Yeah. Freak5 says he technically has a Switch now that he stole one from the store, so that's good. Oh, it's in his closet right now, wrapped up for Christmas. He says.
Damn it.
Dungeon says, I hope.
No, maybe that's what I need to do. I need to buy myself a Switch for Christmas and wrap it up, and then I pretend like I don't know who bought it for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
You know,
that's what I do.
Check Craigslist, dude. Like, I got mine on the super cheap on Craigslist, like a brand new one for way less than retail. You can find, I mean, you know, those ones that happen to, like, drop off the truck and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like yes. Craigslist.
Yes.
Craigslist is a treasure trove. That's all I'm saying. Dungeon says, I hope Ultimate Alliance 3 leans closer to RPG roots than what happened in the second game. We just talked. Yeah, we just said that. Super happy it's being made. Interested to see what Team Ninja. I'm not a big Team Ninja fan, but you know what?
Apparently the story is about Infinity War. Because of course
that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it kind of ties in.
It ties in with the new movie that's coming out next year.
Yeah, Endgame, which is the name for the... fourth Avengers movie, which is awesome.
What if they do something totally crazy and like put Wolverine in the movie?
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it'll be time enough.
They did say something about multiverse being a theme in the movie too.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from, sorry, it's loading, RPG site, Hades Supergiant's next title. I had a belch. I had a pause.
That's fine.
Sorry there.
No worries.
I like the name Supergiant.
Yeah, me too. Supergiant game's great.
The Video Game Awards are a time to celebrate the year in gaming, but we also get to look into the next year of video games. Announced during the show is indie developer Supergiant. Supergiant's next game, Hades. This new title is roguelike dungeon crawler with distinctive Greek flair. As you try to fight your way out of the underworld, you'll live, die, and live again as you explore the dangerous underworld.
I'm a big fan of Supergiant games. We've had Kasavin, Greg Kasavin, the head of Supergiant games, on the show before. They've done nothing but great games. Bastion, I think they did. Didn't they do Pyre? Eric, and Transistor, so they have a stellar track record, and this game looks along the same vein, just looks awesome. And you know what I like about Supergiant games? They're not tied to doing any sequels. Yeah, I mean, the easy route would have been to like do a sequel to Bastion. They didn't go that route, so you know everything is like original type stuff for them. And that's really cool. So excited to see this. Anything else on that, Break?
Hades is available in early access via the newly announced Epic Game Store for $19.99.
There you go. So $20. That's a budget price for probably a hell of a game, I'm guessing. So, all right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Caligula Effect Overdose launches March 12th in North America, March 15th in Europe. So there's... the news there. I'm going to turn the sound down on this. Oddly, in Australia and New Zealand, a week later on March 22nd, Niche Publisher released a trailer, which I'm playing now for chat. If you're not in chat, get in chat. Fridays, 7 Eastern Time, RP Grinders on YouTube and Twitch. We go live every Friday. It says, select your moves, chain them in sequence, preview the results, and execute your assault. Play to your party's strength to hit your enemy's weaknesses. Utilize different tactics depending on the situation, and revise your chain to perform a flawless finish. Or when all options are eliminated, blow them away with your overdose skill. But be careful. One bad move could spell disaster for you and your party. Does this, Eric, does this...
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
This game sucks. Don't play it.
Does it? Don't... Oh, it sounds interesting, but Eric's like,
yeah,
it sucks.
They're adding new content to make the game more palatable, but they aren't actually fixing the core gameplay.
Yeah.
Which was the problem.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Dungeon says Super Giant joins with Bamco Namdai to create Dynasty Cinnamon 10. I love that. Yeah, Dynasty Cinnamon. What happened to Dynasty?
That's the name of the episode.
Dynasty Cinnamon 1-9. That's what I want to know. Okay, Eric. Next story. That looks about it on that. So Eric says it sucks. Don't play it. So that the end.
I mean, it might have a better frame rate, but that's all I could say about it.
Yeah. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story. I don't know why this. Oh, I forgot to mute this. Okay. Next story is about how Mike Laidlaw. I don't know. Why he likes to be called Michael. ex Dragon Age boss Mike Laidlaw is joining the team at Ubisoft Quebec. And. A little over a year after his departure from BioWare.
Yeah.
And, doesn't say anything about what he might be working on, but...
It's definitely going to be a good RPG, unless it's anything like Dragon Age 2. If it's anything like Dragon Age 2, I don't want to hear anything about it.
Did he have anything to do with Dragon Age 2?
I don't think he did, but if he did, then I blame him. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Now he's disowned.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody...
it's his fault. Well, I'm done with him.
Exactly.
Would Dyak work on Eternal Darkness?
Dyak, I don't know if he directly was involved with Eternal... Because that's such a great game, but it's such a shame that it came from Dyak's mind, I guess. But, God, I love that game. That's a great, great forgotten game, Eternal Darkness. Anything else on this, Eric? I know there's a statement. I don't know if we want to read the whole thing, but all right. Moving on. Mike Laidlaw is now at Ubisoft, so I guess that's the story. Do you have anything else to add, Eric?
Not really. I just hope that there's less open world not coming out of Ubisoft because of this.
Dungeon just
Buster
confirmed my...
like to add that Laidlaw was the lead designer.
Oh my god. Oh, this is awful news then. Damn it. Jesus.
Maybe Dragon Age 2 was like a good game at some point and then it just fell apart.
Yeah, maybe.
So now Frank refuses to buy anything Ubisoft.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways, let's move on. Moving on. I was looking at Freak5 sent me something on Twitter. Be a man, send it in the chat. Freak5. Jesus. All right, let's move on. Who's turns it next? I think it's Eric. Eric, next story, please. Or did you just do that? I think you just did that one. Let's go with Break, man.
Yeah.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Silverio Trinity Beyond the Horizon coming to PS Vita on March 28th, 2019 in Japan and never in America.
It does not say that, I don't think, but...
Oh, no, it doesn't, but this is for the Vita, so no, this is not coming to America.
Yeah, a little cheeky on the screenshot there,
well,
too.
With any luck, it'll get ported.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right. I think Freak would like this one.
Yeah, I've got it on the screen there.
I didn't notice that.
I think I can get away with that.
I think she's wearing pants, but it looks like she isn't wearing any.
Yeah, I think I can get away with that. Although, you know what? I've been getting a lot of copyright infringement from Pokemon just for playing trailers of Pokemon. And every time I fought it, they're like, "Oh, good news. You're good to go." It was. You know, you're okay in doing so. So I don't get it. Like people that go to, I mean, that's the whole point of YouTube is you can, you know, see trailers and shit. But.
I mean, with this game, it's a port of the game that was already on PC. So
yeah,
probably
exactly.
Port to Switch if they bring it over.
Yeah, Dungeon says the other two designers left because they disagreed with the direction Dragon Age 2 was taking. So that's for good reason. That game was like one of the most awful games I think I've ever played. Honestly, I mean, I think one time we're gonna have like a free for all talking about the worst games we ever played, and you guys can pretty much guess what's on my list. And Freak 5, before you say it, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. All right, let's move on, Eric. Oh no, it's me next. This comes to us from Gamatsu. Romance visual novel Aaliyah's Carnival. I like how it's all like with the exclamation point. Aaliyah's Carnival.
Get excited. They put hearts in
the, are there little hearts above the eyes and stuff like that?
No. Sacrament.
Oh, here's one. This is definitely for Freak.
Yeah, here you go. Romance visual novel Aaliyah's Carnival Sacrament Plus, coming to PS4 on March 14th, 2019 in Japan. Includes characters from the Flowering Sky fan disc, and then there's, you know, more for Freak 5's eyes right there. Dramatic Create has announced Romance Visual Novel, as I said. It's an enhanced port of the October 2015 release PS Vita title. Do you know anything about this game, Eric? Did you play?
No.
This? Okay.
Other than it's a visual novel.
It's a visual novel. Looks like a little bit of fan service, and there we go.
Just a tad bit.
Freak 5 says Frank's hands most disappointing game, and oh Jesus! Yeah, I told you you're exiled, you son of a bitch. And I knew that second comment was coming from you, so that's a double exile that you get. All right, Eric. Next story, please. This is interesting. Eric, next story. You there? Did we lose Eric?
Eric. Did we?
We must have lost Eric.
Okay, well then I'll read it. Okay. I come to his life in Gamatsu. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate DLC character Joker for Persona 5 announced.
Yeah. Okay. Did we lose you, Eric? Are you still on the call?
No.
Okay. All right, you get to do the next story after this. But this is interesting. This was announced at the Video Gaming Awards, which maybe we'll talk about in Free For All if we have enough time.
Fuck the Video Game Awards.
It actually wasn't terrible this year. I don't know. It wasn't...
I'm not into award shows at all. A total of 5 Challenger Pack add-ons are planned, each with a cost. Each with a cost of $5.99, and include 1 new playable character, 1 new stage, and a handful of music tracks. Purchasing the Fighter's Pass for $24.99 will grant access to all 5 Challenger Packs. That's not much of a deal.
No, it's not very much of a deal.
I mean, it's a dollar off each pack. I guess you save $5, but still.
Yeah. Well, they had to milk that cow, man, for sure.
Yeah.
And the only reason Joker's showing up is because Persona Q 2 came out.
Yeah.
I heard people complaining, like, why is that the new character? I'm like, for Christ's sake, man.
Who cares? It's a new character.
I thought it was actually Piranha Plant that was the first character, but...
Yeah. I think that might be why some people are just mad. Like, they want other characters. Like, for Christ's sake, have you looked at the character roster?
There's already enough characters as it is, but they're doing more.
Yeah, like, stop complaining. Yeah. Like goddamn, that's a lot of work to do all that.
You know? Exactly. Freak 5 says he's going to end his Loot Crate subscription. He's tired of them being late all the time. Just don't get the Box of Dread, Freak 5, because you'll never get it. I mean, we still are waiting for August and September, and it's already almost the end of the year. So
I think that's why it's called the Box of Dread, though.
Yeah, you dread like waiting for the fucking thing. But and he said their customer service is shit. Yes, all those loot boxes, man. It's just ridiculous. But anyways, yeah, I agree with you, Breakman. Quit complaining. You know, it's just stupid to complain about that. Hey, Breakman, you'll be interested to know that Bernie is back. Everybody's favorite laughing background noise, Bernie, is back now. So just to let you know, Bernie's here.
Oh.
Yeah, I told
I
her,
assumed she'd been there the whole time.
Yeah, she wasn't. She just came out. So yeah, her new nickname is going to be Phil the Bernie. So, you know, that's just the way it is. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Feel the Bernie.
Breakman, next story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, London Detective Mysteria launches December 18th in the West. London Testicular Mysteria Will launch for PS Vita via the PlayStation Store. Nobody's going to call me on that one.
No, no. I'm letting you talk, man. That's just...
Okay. Here, it's coming on December 18th on Steam and PlayStation Store, as I said. Eschew the frivolities of the 19th century London's high society and instead delve into the curiosities that lie hidden in London's darkest corners in the London detective Mysteria. Both of those sound like shit. I don't want to do either one.
Yeah.
Playing as the heiress of House Whitley, I definitely don't want to do that either. Players will name their own Lady Whitley as they investigate mysteries of London and interact with personalities inspired by famous fictional characters, including Detective Holmes, Jack the Ripper, and more. Take full control over the experience by adjusting text speed or even the individual speaking volumes of individual characters in their original Japanese voice. I like that, actually. Because sometimes some characters like whisper sometimes, you know? I like if they're harder to understand character. I like that.
Yeah.
Players must choose their words carefully as they interact with other characters. As decisions made throughout the story will not only affect special awards, but will also shape whether Lady Whittley finds love or something more sinister in the shadows of 19th century London. Like, just living in the 19th century in general sounds like shit.
Has that setting been overdone, though? Like the Victorian kind of, you know, London.
The Jack the Ripper.
Yeah. I don't know. It might be interesting.
I think they're trying to do something similar to Code Realize.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, but. Well,
but they can't. It came a couple of years too late.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a character named. Oh, they. For some reason, Sherlock Holmes' name was cut off in a cutscene. Like, his name was Herlock Holmes.
They probably. I don't know. Is that. I thought that was, like, public domain, Sherlock Holmes, but maybe not. Maybe.
Yeah, well, they in one cutscene, it was Herlock Holmes, and then the next cutscene, it was Sherlock Holmes. So, like, whatever.
Well, actually, in Code Realize, they made a plot device by, like, it was a pseudonym he used for fake. When people thought he was dead to keep people off his back.
Looks like that's as stupid as like Clark Kent taking off his glasses and becoming Superman. Oh. Like, oh my God, how did he do that?
Yeah, it looks like Sherlock Holmes is a vampire.
Been, like, he hasn't really been contacting people outside of the police force, so that's why everybody else thinks he's dead.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu, since we're on
You know what I mean, like the name, like Herlock Holmes, like he's not trying to hide it, like like Obi-Wan barely was hiding it by changing his name to Ben, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Maybe change your name away from Kenobi.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but whatever, maybe like, he's like, got away with it,
like,
so.
Like Bill Jameson or something, you know, like something, totally.
Ben, not Kenobi, like anything but Kenobi.
Yeah, Freak 5 says, no, actually, Superman put on his glasses and becomes Clark Kent. That's something I never understood, man. Like, nobody notices that dude is, like, the same height and build as Superman.
Yeah, and that's exactly my point, by, like, only changes his name by one letter. Yeah, like, you're sticking out like a sore thumb. You're barely hiding.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
There was a video where, like, Firestorm, I think the name of his character, basically had to convince Superman that he was Superman.
Yeah. Dungeon says maybe Kenobi's, yeah, like, Smith in the Star Wars universe.
I never thought of it like that.
Exactly.
There's Kenobi.
There's a bunch of Kenobis everywhere. You know, it's like, oh look, there's Bill Kenobi. Oh look, there's James Kenobi.
He could have called himself Jin, just to, you know,
Jin,
honor his master.
Oh, you mean that Kenobi? I think he's the baker down the street. Yeah, that's true.
No, I'm talking about like.
No, I was talking about
Ben Kenobi could have renamed himself to Ben Jin.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was talking about what Dungeon was saying in chat there. All right, let's move on to the next story, hopefully with no Kenobis. Comes to us from Gamatsu, romance visual novel Full Kiss. Coming to PS4, PS Vita on March 28, 2019 in Japan. So, of course, it's not going to come over here on the Vita, but maybe we'll get it on the PS4. Giga-developed romance novel Full Kiss coming to PS4. I just said that, March 28th. Console version will feature a new episode titled Mana Husaki After, which depicts an after-story with Sumire's. I don't know how to say that. How do you say that, Eric? Sumire? How do you pronounce that name? Sumire?
I'm not actually looking at the article.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm going to say Sumire's younger sister, Mana.
Sumire?
Sumire? or Sumire? I don't know. News story not
Sumire.
That's what I said. How many times do I have to say it? Sumire. Anyways, a news story not in the March 2017 release PC version.
It sounds like you're saying day, though.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It sees the protagonist and Mana do everyday things together. Additionally, the PS4 and PS Vita versions add numerous new event CG. And in addition to seeing Mana's portraits through her stories, players will also be able to see various expressions not depicted in the original game. There's an overview, and there it is. So... there you go. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is a game called Eve Rebirth Terror, which is the sequel to Eve Burst Air.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it's coming to the PS4 and Vita in Japan sometime in 2019. The West still has yet to get the remake. But it's based on the old PC release.
Okay.
And it has all of its adult content taken out.
Of course, because we're not adults
but
here.
But the only version of the game that actually had that adult content was the original PC 98 release.
Ah, okay. Well, there you go. Anything else?
The game it really probably didn't need to begin with, but it was there.
Yeah. All right, do we need anything else on this game, Eric, before we
move on? It's a murder mystery type game.
Okay. I think
with,
we need...
some sci-fi elements.
I think we need more games like that, so hopefully this will be good and come over here. All right, Breakman, you get the honors of doing...
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Dungreed launches for Switch and PS4 in 2019.
Yeah.
Dungreed will launch for PlayStation 4 edition... publisher Nicholas and developer Team Hooray announced the game is currently developed for PC on Steam. In Dungreed, the player assumes the role of an adventurer who must explore a continuously evolving dungeon to prevent an entire town from being destroyed. The game features procedurally generated levels with a variety of environments such as prisons, jungles, and lava zones.
Mm. Okay.
Players can advance through the living dungeon by defeating enemies with powerful magic items and an arsenal of weapons, ranging from rusty swords to cutting-edge sniper rifles. Those two things don't go together. To prepare for the journey ahead, adventurers can train to become stronger and better equipped prior to exploring deeper and encountering the sinister denizens that lurked in the unpredictable dungeon. Key features: intricately designed maps that are different each time you enter the dungeon. Training system allows players to increase their stats before each exploration attempt. Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wide variety of randomly placed weapons and magical items to discover. Find delicious food items, become a stronger and healthier explorer. I like that too. Exciting monsters, treacherous traps, and epic boss battles. It does not say if you can shoot that delicious food or not, though.
Yeah.
Charming pixel art graphics, dramatic music, and unpredictable challenges. It also doesn't say if you can go on a food quest, but I'm just assuming you can.
Yeah.
A massively replayable experience for fans of retro-inspired action adventure games.
It does look like that. It's got like an old school, maybe 16-bit pixel art type.
Yeah,
feel to it. So hopefully the game lives up to that. I just don't like the procedurally generated shit. You know, I don't know. I think that's kind of a trend that's been way overdone. I kind of like a set map. Don't you guys? Like, what would you prefer? Procedurally generated or set map? Or maybe a set map with surprises, a la.
Well, you know. It's a roguelike, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like more an action-oriented one, but you know.
Yeah, looks okay. I mean, I might give this a go if it's priced right. I don't know what the price is going to be, but whatever.
It looks like it's going to be more fun than the Cloudun or Legacista games were.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that is the end of the news, thankfully. No homie discounts this week, just the normal. I know Deep Silver's having a huge discount. I picked up Metro... all the Metro games for $5 each on the PlayStation Store. Let's see. There was an Elder Scrolls sale on the PlayStation. I didn't see anything super spectacular on the Xbox unless you know of anything break. And then Nintendo just has the normal indie titles on sale. Any Twitter questions, Breakman?
There are no Twitter questions. I'll just say that we were being pimped by... by Feel Good Bernie. So
Okay. Well, yeah, cool. Thanks. All right. So,
inquiring minds want to know.
What have you been playing, Breakman? Inquiring minds want
to
know.
I haven't been able to play much this week. I played a little bit of Mass Effect. Maybe I'll get some time this coming week to play some more.
Hopefully. Yeah, there you go. You didn't. It sounds like you didn't have a really good gaming week for sure. Break, but hopefully next week will be a little bit better. I got gifts in the mail for you and Eric, and Eric knows what his is. You don't know what yours is. Very minor. It's nothing.
Do I need lube?
What's that?
Nothing.
You do not need lube. You can probably.
You did hear that.
I don't know. You might need lube for this one, but anyways. All right. So what have you been playing, Eric?
Just some more. Psychedelica, The Ashen Hawk, Monster Boy, and Super Brothers Swords and Sorcery, and I had to restart Bloodborne because of an issue in my Stinkos.
I know. We'll get to that in a bit. All right, is that it, Eric?
Yeah.
All right, I've been playing, obviously I play MPQ every day just a little bit. I played Doom. That might be of interest to you, Breakman. I don't know if you play any Doom. I'm enjoying it for a first person shooter. It's a little faster paced type.
Game. I do like Doom. Yes.
Yeah, it's a good game.
I wish I owned it.
It was surprisingly. I knew it was good, but I didn't expect it to be as good as it was. But it's fine. It's a good game.
The one thing I didn't like about it is that the game makes you do arena style combat a lot.
Yeah.
Where you get locked in a room and you have to fight monsters.
Yeah. Dungeon says
like Doom did that, but the original Doom did that as like a trap. It wasn't like an actual in-game mechanic.
Yeah, Dungeon says he's getting into Just Cause 4. I did see you were playing that Dungeon. I was kind of hoping to see some gameplay from your PS4, but you're kind of private with your gaming. Every once in a while,
I read something like on Twitter about that. Like there are a bunch of bugs in that game or something.
I saw the Digital Foundry thing. They say it's best on the
Buggy 4 is what it should be called.
That's the joke I saw. Like, what's going on with that game?
I don't know. I haven't heard too much about the bugs. I did know. I saw Digital Foundry makeup of that game on the different systems, and it looked like it played a little bit better on the Xbox. I think it was native 4K. If I'm not mistaken, I could be mistaken about that. Running at 30 frames a second. Let's see.
I know that
it does
Rocky
have bugs. Dungeon
like
says. Dungeon says it does have bugs. One mission flipped the boat. I needed to finish, so he had to use tethers to flip it back over because it was about to restart the mission. That sucks, man.
Yeah, he was not about to restart that fucking mission. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Oh well. Speaking of bugs, man, I've been playing. I like
depending on how bad checkpoints are, you know.
Yeah. Pillars of the Earth, Ken Follett's Pillars of the Earth. It's kind of an adventure, choose your own adventure type game, with consequences. That game is, for how long it's been out, it's got some bugs, man. Sometimes the dialogue tree disappears and you can't go any further. And it's like, man, I was pulling my hair out. I'm like, what the hell do I do? So I missed a small portion of the story because I couldn't talk to this one character and this one NPC and, I don't know. It just kind of sucks like that, but it's a fine story-driven game, other than bugs. But whatever, I'm trying to get through it, and kind of a murder mystery, I guess, type thing, and different interwoven stories. So I'll tell you about. I'm gonna try to finish that game this week and see if I can't do a full review next week. GTA 5, I played just a tiny bit of that. I don't know how to shoot while I'm driving. I don't know how the hell I missed the tutorial on that, but I have no idea how to shoot while I'm driving. And there's a mission right at the beginning where you have to chase this motorcycle, shoot the person on the motorcycle, and pick up the motorcycle and take it somewhere. And I can't figure it out for the life of me. It's an open world problem type for me, game problem for me, but whatever. Also played a little bit of Hollow Knight. So that game is great. Doesn't give you much in the way of a tutorial. You just kind of have to learn as you go. But it's a fine side-scrolling 2D action bug game, I guess. It's good. I like it. And that's all I've been playing this week. Anything else you've been playing, Eric? I didn't know if I cut you off, or I think you got
no.
to. All right.
I did want to say something about Mass Effect Andromeda, which is the only thing I've been playing this week.
Go for it.
But they've added like platforming sections to it now.
Oh, boy. That sounds fun.
They feel really out of place.
Yeah.
They want this to be like a really action game. Yes. As well as an RPG.
From what I remember of Mass Effect, I played the first one and I enjoyed it because it was really like an RPG, right? And then the second one kind of went towards action. Am I right or wrong about that?
Right. No, you're right. Right.
Okay. And then I didn't play 3 because I don't know why I didn't, but I didn't play 3. But it just got away from what I liked. Anyway. Yeah.
No, it didn't. Shut your mouth.
unless you played multiplayer, and that's all you played.
Yeah. Multiplayer's good in that game.
Single player was garbage.
These are lies. Do not listen to him.
Well, we could talk about Fallout 76 and how much that sucks, Brake. I mean, that might make you
happy. Like, it keeps getting worse for that game, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, man.
Not only that, but all the bad PR.
Giving away information.
Acts or whatever.
Oh man, that game just gets worse and worse, man. I mean, I think it's exposed for what it is, man. I mean, I also heard.
To be fair, that wasn't their fault. Like that wasn't something. That was something that happened, by the manufacturer. Yeah. It was out of their control. Yeah. But their resolve for it was what the problem was.
Yeah. Well, and also I heard that they copied code from Fallout 4 and Skyrim for that game. Are you kidding me? That's fucking
code.
Yes, it was the data miners found that, man. Like they copied code straight from Skyrim and Fallout 4 for 76. Man, that is fucking lazy as fuck, man. I don't know what else to say about that game, man. I mean, hopefully they fix a lot of the shit like usual with Bethesda games and.
Cinemax, they want to get those games out, I guess. Like,
yeah.
It seems like they get rushed out. Like, for me, it feels like those games come out at least 6 months too early.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It seems like it might even be more.
Why, as a company, they don't take a step back and say, you know what, let's do an extended beta. Or, you know, a myriad of other things
did a beta with this one.
No, I mean an extended beta, man. Like, where they're
They need to, I think, like I said, I think they just rushed it out. Extended beta is a good idea, but I think they started the beta too soon. I think there was more work to be done before they even got to that point.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, to me, right now, it seems like a beta game. You know what I mean? And that's kind of appropriate. Like, it's selling like gangbusters because it's the Fallout franchise, but man, it's so disappointing. All right.
That was no beta. That was a preview.
Yeah.
And he says, it's been years since Fallout 4. So what have they been working on? What have they learned from Fallout 4?
Nothing.
Like the mistakes of Fallout 4 and Fallout 3, you know,
these games come more down to like man shit. Fucking everything up.
I don't know.
These games are being released before they're really ready, and then a lot of the bugs don't ever get repaired.
Yeah.
Like Fallout 3, for instance, there were areas of that game where the frame rate would drop to worse than lag-like conditions, and the game just became unplayable.
Yeah. That's terrible.
And it's a single-player game.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't understand it, man.
How can you have frame rate issues that bad?
Yeah. I don't know what's worse, Fallout 76 or Activision Blizzard announcing a mobile game at their big conference. You know, I mean,
that's not a problem. I mean, the game might be fun. The problem with that game was that they announced it before even mentioning anything like
No, that. It is a problem, Eric, because you have a very rabid fan base that...
and they'd like to probably expand that fan base by going to a mobile platform, which is very big.
But that's not the way to do it, man.
I mean, Rob's side with this. Like, they shouldn't have announced it before they got to the announcement for Warcraft 3, which is what which was something they actually did days later, not during their conference.
Freak 5 is exiled again. Dungeon says the first patch was
And not to mention that the guy that was up there is like, you all have cell phones, right? That didn't help. When you
oh, God. Them. Yeah. It was just a terrible press conference, man. Let's not even go there. All right. Let's move on to reviews. Eric, I'm going to go ahead and let you do your review. I got a couple of quick reviews I'll get through.
This is a review for a movie called Mirai. It is based on the book written by the same guy who also directed the movie.
Okay.
So basically he took his novel and made an anime on it because he already made anime, so I was like, why not?
Yeah.
But or maybe it's the other way around. I am not sure what the story is on that. Because like they were advertising the novel before the movie. I was like, what came first then? It is a movie about a young kid. I don't think they ever mentioned ages, but he's like 3 or 4 years old. And his mom is coming home from the hospital from her second child. And the movie's about basically the kid, the second, or the firstborn in the family growing up and learning how to be a responsible brother and stop being less of a brat, because like it deals with the whole, oh, I'm jealous because you're paying more attention to the baby because you need to, but I still get angry.
Yeah.
So it's a cute movie. There was an English dub, but like I saw previews for it and I didn't care for some of the voice work.
Okay.
It's like this kid's already gonna be annoying. You're probably gonna go out of your way, like most voice acting, English voice acting goes for, it to make even more annoying. So I was like, no. But there are moments in the movie where like there's surrealness going on, and it's kind of actually hard to tell whether or not it's a byproduct of the kid's imagination or some of these things are actually happening. And they never make it clear, but it is neat looking, and it's one of the few movies being done today with still an extensive amount of hand-drawn work thrown into it, despite all the CG going on.
Okay, so
it's watching in that respect, it's kind of like a Studio Ghibli type of movie, I guess. Okay. But it's not a Ghibli movie. All that did give me those vibes.
What are you giving Mirai, Eric?
Mirai.
Mirai.
I'll give it an 8.5.
Okay. That's pretty damn good, man.
There was a lot of people that showed up for it, too. I was surprised.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, usually for, like, these, like, anime movies that get very small screenings at, like, very specific theaters at very specific times for, like, only about 1 or 2, maybe 4 days at most.
Mm-hmm.
You only get, like, a handful of people per showing.
Yeah. All right.
She said it was premiere, even though it had been in the theaters for the last, like, 3 or so days. Because, like, there were days that it wasn't showing because, like, I don't know why. They didn't just keep showing it if they had theater space, but whatever.
Yeah. Still talking.
But it was, like, dub only one day and then sub for one day and then dub another day.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of—I mean, we're kind of screwed when it comes to those type of things over here. But at least theaters are playing it, you know. I mean, we've gotten that far. But all right, anything else on that, Eric? Before I move on to my two really quick reviews,
I wanted to watch Mission Impossible Fallout today, but I didn't get around to it.
Ooh, speaking of Mission Impossible Fallout, I have a quick review. It's one of the greatest action movies I've ever seen. Nail-biting action. I don't know how Tom Cruise is consistently putting out great Mission Impossible movie after. I mean, it has to be the writing, but they seem. It's one of the few series that seems to be just getting better and better and better with sequels. And I in all honesty,
you know, he might be a crazy person in real life, but I like him as an actor.
Yeah, I agree.
I always have.
I was saying,
even if I'm not always a fan of his movies, like, yeah. I like him as an actor.
Dungeon says, "MI Fallout is better than Fallout 76." That is most definitely true, Dungeon.
Sounds like a low bar.
It has some of the best action sequences of any movie I've ever seen. Like, there's a I'm not going to ruin anything, but there's like this really slick helicopter chase scene that is anything as good as any car chase scene I've ever seen. It's something else, man. It's a good ass fucking movie. I highly recommend watching Mission Impossible Fallout, and I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
Mission Impossible Fallout is better than Fallout 76 because there's no bugs.
Yeah, well, I did see some frame rate issues on one of the shots, I think, but no.
They couldn't fix it or something?
No, I'm kidding, man. It's a great movie. I highly recommend watching it. Simon Pegg is fantastic in it. They give him a little bit more to do in that movie. I wish they would give Ving Rhames a little more to do.
Other than play a video game and do product placement for video games.
Yeah, no, he does good. Dungeon says the helicopter chase was great. I liked it, man. I mean, as over the top as it is, as all those movies usually are, they just get better and better. And I agree with you, Breakman. I think he's a great actor that's underrated. He's a terrible person in real life, but
I don't know if he's a terrible person. I think he's just a crazy person because he's done.
He believes in woo. That's crazy.
But he's done things like save people from car accidents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like, he's not like a terrible, completely terrible person, you know. Like, I think it was like Cars on Fire or something like that. Yeah. Mrs. Breakman says he is brainwashed. Like, he's in that cult.
Yeah.
Corporation.
Yeah.
But totally I don't think he's like irredeemable.
I agree.
He's not in on it. He's just a victim of it.
It was funny. Like, I was doing my usual Twitter nonsense with Trump, and this one guy got on, and I was, you know, I can't remember exactly what the whole situation was, but I mentioned that I didn't believe that's, you know, that tweet came from the, because, you know, you can tell when he writes his own tweets, and this one guy was defending him, and he's like, he's your president, get used to it. I was like, you know what, dude? If you can't tell the difference, then, I mean, come on, man. Like,
let's get used to people who are basically becoming dictators.
Yeah, exactly.
How about we don't have dictators and we get rid of him?
Yeah, exactly.
I hear that every time, like, from both sides. Like, when
you're treating him like Obama a king that we need to have at all times.
Yeah, yeah.
The Republican people complain and they bitch and they moan. And Democrats are like, well, he's our president, live with it. And then when it changes, it's the same thing. Like, the partisan politics in this country is so,
you know,
the tribalism is, I
totally agree with you 100%, Break. The only thing, it really wasn't about politics at that point. It was just like, who wrote this tweet? Because it was too articulate. And if anybody knows anything about Donald Trump, it's that he is one of the most unarticulate people you could ever deal with. Like, he's crass.
It's pretty obvious his education was bought and paid for.
Yeah, bought and paid for and non-existent, pretty much. Wharton? Who the fuck graduated from Wharton other than Donald Trump? I don't know of anybody else in the world that graduated from Wharton School of Business. Like, it just, I mean, does it exist? So, whatever. Freakby says he hates the hypocrisy. Yeah, I agree, man. So Mission Impossible Fallout, good movie. Highly recommend. Watch it right now, especially if you like action movies. If you don't like action movies,
I wish I could seen it in theaters because I don't have a big enough screen and stereo system to make it do justice.
Oh, dude, you missed out because I have a 50-inch screen, which isn't the biggest in the world, but in surround sound. You got to get yourself
a
little
surround
sound.
Maybe I can convince my mom and dad to watch it with me tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be cool. Another movie I watched.
If you don't like action movies, you're dead inside.
Yeah, sometimes every once in a while, like I'm mostly a horror guy, but I'll watch an action movie every once in a while. Loved the 80s action movies for sure. I saw another movie called Searching. The movie's great. It's about a guy who has the worst parental nightmare you could ever have. You know, somebody possibly abducting your kid. And it's super sad at first. Like, man, like, it's kind of a tearjerker. Guy, I'm not going to ruin anything. I definitely won't ruin the end because that's the one problem I had was the end was, I guess they had to because the movie was kind of like, I don't know, it kind of made you want to cry. Like, if you don't have a lump in your throat after watching 30 minutes of that movie, I don't know if you're even human. But
Could you call it a horror movie then?
Searching?
Yeah.
It's... I guess you could, Eric, in a way, call it a horror movie light. There's no real huge horror elements to it. It just... It's kind of a... Can't even explain it without giving anything away, man. The best way I can explain it is a pseudo murder mystery. That's the best way that I can explain it without giving too much away. It's definitely worth watching. Invasion USA Dungeon says, hell yeah, that was a great 80s action movie, man. I'm talking like Predator and Aliens and, you know, shit like that. Good movies. But yes, Invasion USA.
What's Revenge, babe?
Oh, Revenge. Revenge is the other great movie I could do.
I thought the name of the movie was Revenge.
No, Revenge. It's called Revenge. She said Bernie's laughing over here. But yes, Searching, I give a 8 out of 10 to Searching. It's different. It's not what you expect. It's pretty good. It's kind of got a mystery element to it. So watch it. The acting is fantastic in it throughout. And then I did forget about a movie called Revenge that I also watched. I'm going to give that movie a solid 8 out of 10 as well. It's basically, if you took a stylized version of I Spit on Your Grave, put it in the year 2018 with a little less gratuitous sex.
Boo.
And, well, if you've seen I Spit on Your Grave, you really don't want to see the sex in that movie, man. It's pretty hard to watch. But Delta Force Dungeon says. But if you can imagine a stylized version of I Spit on Your Grave, or what was that? Last House on the Left, I think, also has that same kind of plot. And put an emphasis on the gore, then you have yourself a pretty damn good gem of a movie, especially a horror movie. I highly recommend watching it. 8 out of 10 for that. So those are my reviews. We're going to move on to Heiscapades real quickly. I didn't see that you guys had any break. Do you have a Heiscapade this week? I have a real quick one, if you don't.
Actually, I did have one. Okay. I didn't point it out, but just because I think we should probably move on. I just looked at the time. But a man spends $4,000 on a giant statue to give the town the middle finger. and there's nothing the town can do because it is considered art.
Yep,
so.
Yep. I like that. That's good. Good. That's a good Heiscapade. My real quick one is, have you guys ever heard of a nose muffin?
No.
No.
Okay. No, I want to know what it is.
Okay. I have not heard of what a nose muffin is either until, you know, we were doing our usual thing on the porch. And Bernie's nose got a little cold. So she goes, I need a nose muffin. And I'm like, a nose muffin? What are you talking about? She's like, yeah, I think I'm going to make a nose muffin, like, you know, like knit
a muffler.
No, like earmuff, but for your nose. So that's what she calls an earmuff for your nose, a nose muffin. I'm like,
you suffocate?
Yeah, that's no, she said she would put holes in it and everything so you could breathe.
What would the point of it be?
To warm your nose. Like you would have like, but I you know, I was thinking about it. I was like, wouldn't you look like Hannibal Lecter with one of those things around your nose, you know?
So let me understand. So you shove it up your nose.
No,
and
no.
Then you put a hole in it.
No.
You put it
it
over
covers.
Your nose.
Yeah, you put
oh,
it.
Oh,
so
oh,
you
oh.
have like the sort of like eyeglasses have like ear like you know handles or whatever.
So I thought you were saying she put it in her nose. Like,
yeah, no. That's something completely different. But yeah. Freak Five says Red Sonia was fucking hot. Yes, she was back in the day. Freak Five said just get a clown nose. But see, then you look like a clown. Clown nose muffler dungeon, you son of a bitch, man. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. What if we started with nose muffins, man? Jesus Christ. But that's Bernie's big idea, and it's patent pending. So
your nose doesn't
Yeah, she's going to knit one. I hope you knit one. And I'm gonna knit one. Okay, she's going to knit one. And then when she does, I'll take a picture and you guys could see it.
So what's it called?
A nose muffin.
Yeah.
A nose muffin. Yes, nose muffin. Right. Not a muff.
Trademarked.
Yes, trademarked. Exactly.
All right, let's put that little R symbol by it. Okay, it's been trademarked.
Exactly. Freakfly says you would look like a clown anyways wearing a nose
muffin.
Yeah,
you might as well just wear a ski mask.
No, see, make one that looks like Hannibal Lecter. I think you would sell them better like that. You know, like, you know, kind of a grayish color with the little, you know, I don't know, whatever. All right, let's move on to Stinko's Breakman. Your Stinko of the Week.
My Stinko goes to, I've been meaning to do this one for a while now. I think I probably mentioned it in passing, but I know for sure now because I've checked several different stores and I've looked online. Is it for some reason IMS decided to change their formula for cat food?
Oh, no.
Or maybe they'd been lying and it actually had like byproduct in it this whole time.
Probably.
Pissed me off. But I don't think so. I checked, even though like I'd always bought the same stuff for paranoid reasons. I always checked ingredients, so noticed it immediately. Did they change the ingredients and now they add chicken byproduct and the products that are supposed to be like healthy for cats and stuff?
Oh boy, that is definitely a stinko, man. Like, I think they're always lying because who's gonna test it? Are you gonna go and eat the food to taste it to make sure?
So I had to get. I had to switch up their brand of cat food so they could get something without byproduct. And of course, switching their food like made them sick for.
Yeah, it does that. Does do that. Anytime you switch foods on cats or dogs, they kind of like ugh. That doesn't agree with them. That sucks, man. Dungeon says new on Etsy nose muffins. Etsy nose muffins, exactly. Freakfly says his stinko. He's still waiting for his goddamn loot crate. Mail has been late this week. Maybe it's been delivered, so he's gonna go check. All right, let's give us an update on that, Freak. All right, anything else, Breakman, on your stinko other than your cat's barfing, puking?
No.
All right, Eric, your stinko of the week.
My stinko is, I want to punch all the people in the face who think it's a good idea on making a PC game to make your save files show up on a completely unrelated folder to where the game's been installed to. Because that's what happened with my game of Dark Souls 2. And when I went to install Windows 10, it had to delete all the data because we were doing a fresh install. And I thought the game had a cloud save, and apparently it doesn't. And that, so I was hoping that this, not having a cloud save, I could recover my save file. No, because it was on C.
Dang, that sucks, man.
So I decided to play.
I hate to ask, but how far were you? Bloodborne,
and so I played Bloodborne. My PC is up and running, and I didn't want to just go back to it. I wanted to keep playing Bloodborne, but my PS4 wouldn't turn on one day, and I had to reinitialize the system, and I lost all my save data.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's
sucks. I recovered all the save data I had up until I lost my PS Plus account, because I renewed it for a month.
Yeah.
But Bloodborne was something I played after that happened, so I lost all my progress.
Dang it, that really sucks.
I had to reload my old save from when I played it back during its launch.
Oh, God, that really sucks.
Because I got it months after it released.
Yeah. So let me ask you this: how far in Dark Souls did you get before you had to
ready Gulch?
When what? Now you kind of broke
Black
up.
Black Gulch. So I was pretty deep into the game, like 50 hours in.
Jesus Christ! 50 hours
Ouch.
Into.
Oh, that really sucks, man.
Let's see. Yeah. Freak 5 says, anyone else have problems with Amazon Prime not delivering Prime items in 2 days? Freak 5 says, I have in the past.
Why Dark Souls 2 doesn't have cloud saving just because they want to prevent people from cheating with save scumming.
There wasn't mail delivery for because of Bush's death this past week.
Yeah.
On 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
So that, you know, that might have set a delivery
back. My game
could
have came here by now if it had not been for that.
Yeah.
Actually, it did get here, but it would have gotten here sooner.
Yeah. Anyway, I have Freak 5 in the past.
George H.W. Bush was a piece of shit. Nobody needs to celebrate his death.
I totally agree with that, Eric, actually. He's a war criminal, for one. But that's a whole different show, man.
He's not a Reagan bad, but he's bad.
Oh, he's pretty fucking bad, dude. I mean, ask all the AIDS people around the world that have been...
Reagan gets a distinction of ushering the U.S. into... the spiral of madness that we're in right now.
Yeah. Freak5 says, anyone else have problems? I have in the past, Freak5. They change all the time, dude. And there's no, it's been fairly consistently good, but I guess you can take the good with the bad and hopefully that you get more good with bad. Amazon Prime having 2-day shipping is kind of like an afterthought for me. Like my whole thing was getting the movies and series and stuff like that on Prime. So the 2-day shipping is just, I guess just kind of a bonus. I don't know. I guess that's the best way to look at it. On Black Friday, bought an external hard drive, said it would be there following Wednesday, and then changed it this Wednesday. Yeah, that happens from time to time.
So my strategy now is to just get back to where I was as quickly as possible. Is basically just let... Summon player characters to just basically be my battles for me, so yeah. I don't have to fight the boss myself.
Yeah, that's a good
plan. Because I did that for the Bloodstarved Beast. I was like, okay, why don't I just try summoning some players? And yeah. Well, they like wrecked him within seconds.
Yeah, that happens, man.
Get some hits in on my own, but yeah, I basically didn't do anything.
Yeah, Freak5 says, remember when he puked on the ambassador? Yes, I do remember that. I also remember all the people with AIDS that lives he ruined by no action on the AIDS crisis. So that's why I believe he's not worth even mentioning on the show. So, all right. I have a couple. Xmas money, spending money on Christmas sucks, but... it is what it is. So all my Christmas is done except for Bernie. I got to get Bernie a present, and that'll be the end of my Christmas for this year, thankfully. And I'm so lucky I started early. I started in November getting shit. So, hopefully it'll be done here real soon. And then the other thing is going to sound kind of weird. This whole Michael Flynn getting no jail time doesn't sit right with me. I don't care how much cooperation he's done with the special counsel.
Basically just gave him a bribe. Yeah. If you cooperate, we won't give you jail time.
Which leads to the bigger question. I understand that there's a whole thing when you rat on somebody, you get a lesser sentence and stuff. But I don't believe that if you do these high crimes, you should ever get a no sentence. No jail time sentence.
You should get a reduced sentence.
A reduced sentence, yes. But a, this guy should serve time. Like, he's now going to think when he's out and about that he's above the law. And, if he does something wrong.
This is why I almost don't think nothing will come of the Mueller investigation, because he's going to do shit like this.
Well, that's not entirely true, because we found out today that Cohen's going to jail for a very long time, and so is Manafort. So... it's one guy out of a bunch, but this was a major, major player. And the fact that he's not going to be in jail for some years is highly disappointing to me. So that's my stinko of the week. Let's move on to Sweeto's break. You have a Sweeto. Did we lose Breakman? You muted Breakman? Did he leave to...
Mention butts. Maybe he'll come running.
Asses and boobs. Are you there, Breakman?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
What?
Your Sweeto of the week.
No, what were you talking about?
I was just finishing up on my stinko being no joke.
No, I'm not talking about that. You said something about asses or boobs.
Yeah, I knew if I said that, we'd conjure you up, man. Your Sweeto of the week.
Oh, that's... You son of a bitch.
That's my line, you son of a bitch. All right, Brave Fan.
Mine goes to tomorrow is my favorite sporting event every year, the Crosstown Shootout, which is UC basketball versus Xavier basketball. They're the college that's right down the street, the arch rival, and they've won, I think, the last couple, and I think it's our turn.
Yeah. Just saying. Yeah.
I think it's the Bearcats' turn this time. I say our because I went there and I can say
Yeah.
Even though I don't play it very. Okay, fine, they. I don't really like people to say we, when they talk about their team. Like, we can do this.
I give it a pass because it's so common.
Out there.
Yeah, I give it a pass, though, because it's so common and people are so passionate. I don't know. I agree.
I do it with fans, but, like, when an announcer does it, an analyst or something, come on, dude, you're talking about the game. You have nothing to do with what's happening.
Yeah. Freak5 says, just because it does happen doesn't mean we should accept it. He's talking about the Flynn, getting no jail time thing. They have our money in 2 days. Oh, he's talking about Amazon. They have our money.
He also says, a sweeto, has he got an erection?
Well, that's
problems.
Exactly.
Is that what he means? He got a raise?
He did. Is that what he means? Exactly.
He got a raise up?
I guess.
Why is that a sweeto? Why are you telling us about that?
Well, isn't that a sweeto when you get a raise, Breakman?
Oh, you meant a pay increase.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the clarification. Yeah, I understand that, but you know what? Amazon can't control every one of their third parties, and then the argument could be made, then they need to crack the whip on the third parties, which I agree with, and I'm sure that they do that from time to time.
You know how on point South Park is? Their last episode was about Amazon and Amazon Prime and them not getting shipments out on time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. No, I haven't seen it. I didn't see that episode, but I'm sure it's pretty relevant.
It's funny they talk about all this stuff, and it's like, man, like, how do they put the show together that fast?
Made of paper, that's how.
Yeah, exactly.
it's all done on computer.
Don't they have to storyboard with paper first?
Well, I guess they quickly slap something together, but yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the way... they still do that. Do they still do the storyboards like that anymore? I thought everything was done on computers.
No, they might do a quick storyboard with pre-made, prefabricated
stickies. Like in the early stages, yes. But I mean, like as they go farther along, once they've got like a theory as to what they're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Freak5's talking about selling meth. I guess his friend selling meth. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
That was Sweeto?
No, that was a Stinko. He was talking about Amazon Prime. Okay. All right. Anything else on your Sweeto, Breakman?
No. I talk about how my favorite sport is definitely the NFL. Football is. I know, like, Mrs. Breakman complains that they stop all the time. I hate that. They stop all the time because this isn't just a sport.
Yeah,
this is a chess game. Like, this is there's so much thought process that goes into every play and such, it's a lot of work to be done. It's not just a game.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Break. I totally agree. It's like football is a chess game.
XFL is coming back.
I like that. I like a little bit of competition into the frame.
There's actually another one. There's another one that starts this year before the XFL.
That's good.
I forget what it's called, but it's going to be like a 10-week season. It starts right after the Super Bowl.
Good. I'm glad.
Which is what the XFL will do in 2020 when they come back.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I just know all this stuff because they were talking about it.
I want there to be some competition for the NFL because I think the NFL is too high on its horse. You know what I mean? Like,
Maybe don't give players that take a knee such a hard time.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't want the XFL to turn into what it was last time.
No, I don't either. I want it to be a straight
up
football.
It sounded on paper like, oh, that's going to be a great idea when they said no fair catches. Yeah. But then, oh, that's going to be so awesome. But then, if you think about it, it's like,
getting people hurt is not awesome. Yeah.
But they still went with it anyway. And, there were people that were, suffered lifetime injuries from that.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. Player safety first, But
not to the point. And then also, they turned it into, later on, there was a lot of like what drama in the war in the locker room type stuff. You know, where they tried to make it more like WWE.
Yeah, I don't want that. You know, I
don't want any of that.
Is Tony McMahon doing this one too, or
yes.
is it called?
No, yeah, he's involved.
Yeah, he's involved for sure.
That's why I'm worried about it.
You know why I think the XFL's coming back?
Who's
right
doing
now?
This other one though?
Here's my theory.
I forget. It's an actual football name.
Yeah.
I think it's called the AFL. Let me Google that.
American Football League. That would make sense. Freak Five says I want them to bring back the gladiatorial fights with deaths and all. Yeah, why not, Freak Five? I mean, practically what they do on the football field is kill each other. But I like the idea of the XFL, but
that's the Arena Football League. That's not who I was talking about. There was a new one that's starting. Not the Arena Football League.
I like the Arena Damn Football it. League. That was fun. We used to have
it's,
a team.
Well, here. It's ongoing. That's not who. Damn it.
People on
Football
Death Row.
Football should be more like it is in Starship Troopers.
People on Death Row can fight to get perks in prison. Now you're talking Running Man shit, man. I don't know if I agree with that. Like, But, I do think there needs to be a little bit of competition with the NFL. It's good. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Dungeon says we need the Running Man. That's another 80s action movie. That's pretty good. Dungeon. He mentioned Commando earlier. I love that movie too, man.
Tennis League? Cause like, the tennis league people can go fuck themselves sometimes.
Tennis league? You're talking about
it's the AAF.
Oh,
that's the new league.
Okay, I'm down. I'm totally down. I just like the NFL's gotten so like way too much player safety, like to the point like where you don't even have kickoffs. I'll be surprised if next year we even have kickoffs. So I don't know.
I'm okay with them eliminating kicking completely.
I'm not. Man, kickoffs are exciting, man. I mean, I don't think – I looked at the statistics. I don't think the statistics –
You don't have to kick, though. Maybe you could throw.
Or
maybe
throw.
Somebody, have somebody throw like a Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah, maybe a Hail Mary. That would be okay. I mean, just have like a designated like long thrower. Yeah, that yeah. I'd be okay with that. You know, some people like, man, that guy from Kansas City, he can throw it literally 70, 75 year, yards in the air. So, you know, there you go. Big money, big prizes. I love it. Yeah, Smash TV for nice. Real, Dungeon says. All right, my sweeto real quickly is I finally got to send gifts to my friends. Eric knows what he's getting. Breakman does not know. Eric, you're getting Tales of Berseria. It was just sitting there, and I'm like, I'm not going to play this for a while. It's like low on my list of priorities, so I decided to just send you that. And Breakman, you're also getting a game. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Hopefully you don't have it. If you do,
it's a nose muffin, isn't it?
It's a nose muffin. Yeah, it's a nose muffin. That's what you're getting, Break. A nose muffin.
That's sweet of you.
Yeah, there you go. You're getting the Mickey Mouse nose muffin, though, with the little ears.
So, I'm not getting the Minnie Mouse one?
No, no bow tie on this one. It didn't look right. You know, I mean, it kind of covered the nose, so I'm like, no, you know, just a regular ears is fine.
Okay, here's the people who are involved in the AAF.
Yeah.
Charlie Ebersole and Bill Polian are the co-founders.
Oh, okay.
You know Bill Polian?
Yes.
I mean, everybody likes football, knows Bill Polian. J.K. McKay, Troy Polamalu, fucking Heinz Ward, that piece of shit. Kevin Friedman, Annie Gerhardt, Alan Kenenwood. I have no idea. These are some non-football people here. But
I'm looking at the teams. There's no Denver team, so I'm out. I mean, the closest one is Salt Lake's down, and that's Utah, man. Utah's like shitty. Fuck Utah.
I want them to go to like different places. Like go to places that aren't really represented. Like Kentucky doesn't have a pro team.
No, but they got a lot of good college teams. So fuck that.
They do, but they don't have a pro team. And I mean,
they wouldn't support it though.
Not that I have any love or anything for Kentucky, but. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, the places that have been unrepresented before, I'd like to see these teams go, or these new leagues go to places like that. But instead, they've all gone to, like, you know, pretty much same places we're used to. And the XFL is going to like the same places like Atlanta and LA and stuff like that. So
Birmingham, like, that's in England. They have an English team. Wow, that's something extraordinary. Is that Birmingham, Alabama, or Birmingham, England?
I was assuming that was Alabama. Okay.
I was assuming it was England. I'm like, wow, they're
now I'm curious because you said that. Let me see here. Yeah. Birmingham.
Yeah.
It doesn't say.
Okay. But it looks like Atlanta.
You created the mystery.
Atlanta, Birmingham, Orlando, Memphis, Arizona, Salt Lake, San Antonio, San Diego, I guess. San Diego's a good one.
Why do you hate all those places? What happened?
Okay, let me tell you why. Arizona, Utah, and Texas. Three of the shittiest states in the union. Oh, I can't say. Well, Arizona, like, I guess, is okay.
How many of those states have you visited?
Every single one. Texas, Utah sucks. Arizona is a hot piece.
As long
of
as you've been there, you can. Yeah. That's a fair opinion.
San Diego's great.
But like, I don't like the people say like.
I don't know. I've been to Florida, but even if I hadn't been to Florida, I still. I think I could criticize Florida because there's a lot of shit.
No, I've been to these three states and they're
that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying you can't say like that place is like it's the worst place ever and never been.
Right.
You complain about the laws that they have and stuff like that. That's different.
Let me tell you my experiences. Arizona, all you can think of is hell on earth.
It's in the 50s right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ, okay. The 50s.
And Mom 2 is there, so shut
get,
up.
Get out of here. Arizona sucks. Utah is basically Colorado Junior, but with worse politics. And no legalized weed, so there you go on Utah. Texas is Texas. Everything is bigger in Texas, according to everybody in Texas. So that tells you everything you need to know about Texas. San Diego is a lovely place.
So wait, if I go to Texas, does that mean my penis gets bigger immediately?
According to them, everything's bigger in Texas.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm going to Texas.
You're going to be highly disappointed if you go to Texas.
No. Oh,
yeah. So there you go.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not that insecure. Yeah. Leave me alone.
All right. Let's go. Let's talk about the VGAs. We talked a little bit about them earlier. This year's show, I
do reader awards.
I saw the highlights of the show, and I didn't think it was that bad this year. I don't know, man. Like, is there a place for, I mean, if we're going to consider video games an art form, which I definitely, hello, I'll wait till you're done fixing your mic, whoever that was.
Sorry, I meant to mute that, my bad.
That's right. That's okay. If we're going to consider video games an art form, which I definitely think video games are an art form, just like movies are, just like, you know, music, et cetera, I think there is a place for a video game award show. I just don't want it to be like the Oscars or the Grammys where everything is, you know, how much you sell. It did seem to have kind of that feel. But what I liked is the announcements. I mean, we saw Mortal Kombat 11 announcement there, and it looks, I mean, so far so good.
I've been trying to find the demo for – or not demo, the video trailer. It's the fucking word I was looking for.
It looks okay. It looks good. I was kind of disappointed we didn't see anything regarding Metroid. So that was kind of, you know. But it goes to my question here, guys. Should this be more of a format just dedicated to giving game awards, or should this be another place for people to showcase upcoming games, or is there room for both?
I think they do that because that's the only way they can gain interest.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, because if it's just like the Oscars, don't, you know, have any upcoming, you know, trailer announcements or movies or anything like that. It's just,
yeah, because they don't know what game what's going to be good or not. But
yeah,
with video games, it's I don't know. It's different, but
yeah. You know. I just think that there is
my problem is they need to steer away from the Halos and the. It's like I'm on two minds with God of War. It's like, yeah, I want it to because it's good, but at the same time, it's like a game that everybody knows.
Yeah, I know. I just don't.
And even if it wasn't that good, it probably would have gotten it anyway.
I really wish that things like the Oscars and the Grammys would not take into account sales when they're doing their awards picks. I'm not saying that if you sell a shit ton of records that you shouldn't be nominated for things. I just think that
I have a nomination just for that, though.
Yeah, I don't think you should get nominated just because you sell a bunch of things. You know, I really don't. I think you should get nominated based on the quality of your wear. You know, like if your movie is excellent, like I thought Get Out was one of the greatest movies I think I've ever seen. It should have won way more awards. It was recognized in a few categories, but like it's all based on sales. Like sales and the best way I can put this is like sticking your nose up in the air kind of attitude. You know what I mean? So
this reminds me, did you ever get around to seeing Sorry to Bother You?
I have not.
It's at the Red Box.
I've seen Black Klansman, and I did like that based on your recommendation, Eric. So, you know, I do listen to your reviews and, you know, take into account those things when I go watch stuff most times. Dungeon says, Obsidian's trailer for The Outer Worlds threw a lot of shade at Bethesda Fallout. It did, and I did like that. I like the fact that there's a game called Outer Worlds. It looks interesting. I'm down for that. Let me take a rundown and see if you guys are interested in any of these. World War Z was announced at the Game Awards. Are either of you guys interested in World War Z?
What? No. How? What? What?
Yeah, it's a.
They're making a game based on the movie, based on the book.
Yes.
But I mean, how is it going to be? Is it going to be like a survival horror? Is it going to be an action game? Is it an RPG? What is it?
From what I gather from the trailer, it looks like an action game. They didn't give a lot of gameplay, but it showed the zombies being. If you've seen the movie, the zombies are super fast, right? And they act sort of like an ant colony where if they need to get over a building, they'll get over a building. So you can't really hide from them. So it does – I think it's going to lend towards the action side of things, not RPG, you know, or anything like that.
As long as there are no characters that are based on Brad Pitt.
Yeah, exactly. If you can imagine, it reminds me – from what I've seen from that trailer, they didn't give a lot. They didn't give any gameplay, but I can imagine it being like Days Gone, which hasn't come out yet, but where, you know, you've got.
It'd be funny if it ends up being better than Days Gone, because Days Gone does not look fun.
Yeah. Well, it looks okay. I saw that some of the trailers for that. It looks all right. Freak5 says he's excited for the Elseworld crossover event next week. Everybody is, Freak5. It seems to be. I'm not into the DC movie or the DC TV series, but it seems to be, you know, kind of.
Yeah, Freak5 cast says, will you be able to infect yourself with the disease so that the zombies ignore you?
That would be interesting. I would like
to. Yeah, like that. That's a gameplay mechanic. Like, oh, all of a sudden you get, okay, how do you get away from them? Yeah. Give yourself AIDS.
Give yourself AIDS. That's fucked up, man. Okay.
What did he give himself in the movie? He gave himself.
It was a self-induced like disease that was easily cured with
it. It was a really serious disease though. Yeah, that he gave himself. I can't remember what it was.
A weakened disease, but that he could easily take care of with a, you know.
It was completely ridiculous. Based on.
All right, here's another one that was announced. I'm looking on Polygon to get these because I can't remember them all off the top of my head. Vacation Simulator, which I saw this.
Is it like Vacation in the sense of like Chevy Chase Vacation?
No, I wish. That's what I was thinking of when I first heard the title. It's like a cutesy it's sort of, I don't know, there's not a lot of gameplay on that one either, so I guess we'll just skip that and hope for the best on, but it just sort of looks like you're at the beach type of thing. I don't know how to explain it. Here's another one, Accounting Plus, and I can honestly say it doesn't, It looks okay. It looks like a VR title, so maybe, you know, Freak 5 would be interested in something like that. It looks like it's Rick and Morty co-creator did it. Kind of reading as I go here. Okay, From Software has a mystery title coming out, and please, oh please, let it be Bloodborne.
No, it's Bloodborne not Bloodborne. It's adventure game, I guess.
It says Shadows Die Twice. But I'm all for From Software stuff. They're great, great deal. In the Valley of the Gods, there's not really anything in that trailer, so I won't go over it. Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild, Champion's Ballad, the expansion to Breath of the Wild. I think.
Oh wait, you were talking about the game, not the VR game that came out. Okay, yeah, never mind.
No. Of course, it looks good. Anything Legend of Zelda looks really good. Soul Calibur 6, I don't know what they announced on that, but just the game, but we all knew Soul Calibur 6 was coming out. Fortnite Battle Royale's new 50 versus 50 team mode. That's something interesting for people that, are into that type of thing. Bayonetta and Bayonetta 2 for Switch. I think we were, Bayonetta 3, that was the one.
Yeah.
Death Stranding, of course, we got a little more from Death Stranding. Witchfire looked interesting. So it's the way it's described is a dark fantasy shooter. The team behind The Vanishing of Ethan Carter, which was an underrated game. So it looks good, guys. I don't know if you had a chance to see the trailer for Witchfire.
Here's the thing about Shazam that has me worried. Like, am I only going to see and like this movie just because it wasn't stupidly grimdark like the other DC movies?
Probably.
I'm going to hurt myself by seeing Aquaman, aren't I?
And I don't know what else. Metro Exodus, of course, was already announced. But so nothing. The biggest disappointment was no Metroid 4 at the Video Game Awards. But I'm sure Nintendo has something very, very good in mind when it comes to that game. So, yeah, there you go.
I wonder if I should bother watching Once Upon a Deadpool. I could see that, or I could see Creed 2. I'm probably going to see the Fantastic Beasts 2 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen Fantastic Beasts number 1. So, Devil May Cry 5 had a trailer at the VGA.
And the demo comes out tomorrow for the Xbox only, for whatever reason.
Yeah. I don't.
Or at least early.
I don't remember. I'm missing one or two trailers, from the Video Game Awards, and I don't know what I'm missing. I know I'm missing one big one. Oh, the Mortal Kombat trailer, which I said earlier, which looks good, of course. I just hope that they keep continuing with their tradition of really strong.
I thought they were on DLC Mortal Kombat 40. Why did they go back to 11?
I don't know. It's 11 now, but. But anyways, hopefully they'll keep the tradition of really great DLC characters like Leatherface and Jason, and maybe we'll see Michael Myers this time around. Chucky would be a good one. I mean, I saw stuff, of people wanting different characters and stuff. So it's really, really whatever. All right, Fantastic Beast was fun, Freak 5 says, which means I will not see it, because if Freak 5 liked it, I know it sucked. No, I'm just kidding. I want to see it at some point. Leprechaun is coming out with the new
I'm
movie.
Thinking I should just
go Redbox. Whoa, remaking that?
They have already made it. They remade it, yep. Leprechaun.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder if they're going to do the same approach. Like the original Leprechaun, like he didn't show up until like the last hour of the movie, maybe half hour of the movie.
Yeah.
There was a lot of build up in that movie. That doesn't mean it was bad.
Oh, he wants Leprechaun in Mortal Kombat. That would be cool. Did he finally make it out of the hood?
Wasn't the Leprechaun 4 about like him dressing like a chav or something?
I don't remember, man. It's been so long since I've seen this movie.
They start blending together.
I did like
that. So what about the Avengers Endgame trailer?
I did not see it, but I am all in on Avengers 4. I don't like to. I stayed away from the trailers.
Disappointed.
I stayed away from the last Avengers trailers all the way until I saw the movie, which was good.
See, that's a different. This is different. Avengers, we know we can watch them because half of them are fucking fake.
That's true too. So maybe I will watch it and I'll give you my impressions next week. You may
like. We know that they intentionally make fake scenes just to throw you off. So that's what I'm watching it thinking like. Okay, I'm betting like this whole scene here isn't in the movie.
Probably. I don't know. We'll
even
see.
Though it's a really cool, it looks like a really cool scene. I'm betting like this little part right here not in the movie. Yeah, I'm betting they're trying to throw you off completely.
Yeah. All right, guys.
But you haven't seen it, so I can't say what I want to say.
Yeah, I have not seen
it. Unless you wanted to play it right now. And
okay, I will indulge you.
The only thing that could ruin this movie for Break probably is the introduction of Squirrel Girl.
Oh my God, that would be good.
Why would you do that to me? Why?
Okay, here we go. It was leaked months ago? Oh, okay, let's see. All right, let me take a quick peek here. It's 2 minutes? Jesus Christ. What I'm looking at is, let's see if I can put it on the screen here. Of course I can't. Jesus fucking Christ, why?
A freak wants to be, he said Squirrel Girl is awesome, he is a traitor. I was just like,
hey,
pointed it out.
In Squirrel Girl's defense, she did defeat Thanos, so maybe...
But I'm telling you, like, it's all an act. Like, one day she will turn on all of you, and I'm just going to be saying that. I'm just going to be sitting there.
The evil squirrel guy.
Yeah. I think that's about all we... I'm looking at the trailer now.
I'm going to cross my arms and just say... Told you so.
This shit looks like fake shit, like what you said, Breakman. I mean, I'm not listening. It's just basically Tony Stark in space, right? That's what am I looking at the right one?
And from what I've heard, like the movie is going to do like a time jump. And from what it looked like in the other previews, they did kind of hint that time had passed, like more time had passed than what they were kind of him showing in his like him. Going back to Earth type thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking like that whole scene is like a fake out type scene. Like he's actually already back on Earth.
Very well could be.
But then again, it could be in the movie. Yes.
I think this is all fake shit. There's nothing going on in this trailer really. I don't have the ability to listen to it right now. But I will listen to it and I'll give you my full opinion. Oh, great. What's his face is back. Arrow guy, Hawkeye.
Hawk guy.
Hawk guy, according to Bernie.
Hawk guy. But he's not.
Don't Hawk forget Dickie Barnes.
And Dickie Barnes,
and
I hope
the
Dickie.
Witch.
Oh, and the Garlic Witch. Yeah. You can't forget the Garlic Witch either.
Dickie dead.
Yep, Dickie died.
Like you said, like if they're doing the multiverse thing, that means they might still show up.
Freak 5 says, my daughter calls him Hot Guy.
I'm referring to Ant-Man.
No. Hawkeye.
Okay. My bad. I thought she was talking about Ant-Man being Hawkeye. Okay.
That, Freak 5 says he thinks Ant-Man is Hot Guy in the trailer. So, you know, just clearing that up. So April, we're getting Avengers 4. I'm sure once we get closer to that time, we'll definitely be talking Avengers on this show. I mean, how could we?
I am not looking forward to Dark Phoenix, though, for the X-Men.
And Freak 5 just confirmed he did say that. So I'm just reading straight from chat.
He definitely did. He definitely said that, yes.
Yeah, that's what it says in chat. Mm. Yep, so definitely. There you go.
Hashtag that's Frank News.
Frank News. All right, guys. that's just going to about wrap it up. Sorry for
I wanted to also look, see, what other movies did we have coming out? The Bumblebee movie.
Looks like shit.
That's next week.
I don't think it looks like shit. It looks like they are trying to actually give fans what they
wanted. I think it will at least be Turtles Out of the Shadows good.
Oh, Jesus.
It's just more than what I can hope for because the Transformers movies are that
good. I would rather see...
Yeah, the Transformers movies in the past have been bad, but if you look at this one, like it looks like they are trying to give fans what they wanted. Like they... Like the transforming itself looks a lot more like it used to.
Yeah.
And there are scenes where it goes back to Optimus Prime looking like Optimus Prime and stuff. So I don't know. It looks like they might have been listening to a lot of fans' complaints of the other Transformer movies. So,
And how much is Bay doing in this movie?
And DB says this actually looks more faithful to Gen 1 than the Bayformers. And I remember all of his saying, like, you can't do this, you can't do this, like, we can't do that, it wouldn't look right. And then in this trailer, it's like, well, he's a liar.
Yeah.
Obviously, they can. Because this trailer shows doing everything he said was impossible.
There are two movies that I have my eye on before I even think about Bumblebee.
Then, in his defense, maybe back then they couldn't. Yeah. I still don't think that's true.
I think I'd much rather see Mary Poppins or Aquaman than Bumblebee. And I think Bumblebee... Is Bumblebee out today, or is that next
no,
week?
No,
that comes out like Thursday.
What's out today?
I also want to see. I want to see the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I do too. Really, that looks good. Yeah. Yes, totally agree on Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Looks good. Real quickly, Freak Five says Jesse and he and Jesse are planning to have ZA restart in the new year, maybe under a different banner. He's calling it Return of the Living Zombie Anonymous. I like that. It definitely needs to come back, man, because there's no good zombie shows out there right now. You know, you got the Walking Dead one. You got the shitty one that shall not be named on this show. But, you should do it, man. The world is missing a really good independent zombie.
Oh, yeah, there was one game I actually played this week, but I only played like maybe only 3 minutes because I just sampled a game. Yeah. But it's the Sega Genesis Collection for the Switch.
Okay, cool.
I had another thought about the end game. Or why is it so close to Captain Marvel?
That's
Captain
a good
Marvel
question.
Comes out in March. Endgame comes out in April.
Well, because they print money like that, man. I mean, they're piling on.
It's weird. There hasn't been a Marvel movie since Ant-Man, right? And now there's not going to be one until Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And then the following month, they're going to eat right into the sales of their own movie.
Yeah. I think that. That Marvel,
because Captain Marvel's still going to be in theaters in a couple months afterwards, unless they don't think it's going to do that well.
No, they know.
In which case, she's not going to be a part of. Like, it doesn't.
No, here's the deal.
It doesn't seem like it seems like a really weird strategy.
Yeah, Black Panther and Avengers were pretty close together.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like,
well, that's because Black Panther stayed in theaters.
They know what they're doing, and the thing is like. 1 month is going to be where the vast majority of your money comes in for a movie. So after a month, like, I mean, anything you get after that is kind of like gravy. So maybe it will actually be good for Captain Marvel overlapping with Avengers. Avengers is going to decimate everything. I mean, last year, Avengers decimated everything worldwide. It made $2 billion, the only movie to make $2 billion last year. Black Panther, though, made more money in the United States last year than the Avengers did, which is a really big feat. And I'm happy to see that they got nominated at the Golden Globes for Picture of the Year. So, I don't know. Freak Pie says he's planning a podcast where he's running a Hackmaster game for his wife, one of his exes, and one of his oldest friends. He has plans for Patreon. Oh, that would be cool. That's a good kind of idea, Freak Pie.
What's Hackmaster game?
It's a specific game, Hackmaster. But that's cool. Pack animals, ends, NPCs I didn't name. But
what Frank was trying to say is he has no idea and he's trying to fake it.
I am. That's exactly
right. Is it kind of like Cards Against Humanity or something?
It's a name familiar to me. I don't have time to look it up right now, guys. Maybe Freak 5 can tell you in chat. All right, guys, that's about it for this week. Anything you guys have before we move on to our plugs?
No, you know what? I'm not gonna stall this time. Last time I stalled, you came up with a bet.
No, oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't have any bets. I don't think we play again this year, and the Bengals definitely aren't making the playoffs this year.
Oh, my God. I could go on and on and on about Stinkos with that team because they're not going to make playoffs. More than likely, they're going to bring back Marvin Lewis.
I actually think Marvin Lewis is going to get it this year, Breakman.
The thing is, like, the owner is familiar with him. The only thing he would do would be to fire him and replace him with Hugh Jackson. But the rumors that they've been reporting this week are Mike Brown's decided that it's going to be up to Marvin Lewis if he wants to come back or not.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
He's going to actually let the losingest coach ever.
Well, he's not the losingest coach. Hugh Jackson's the losingest coach.
I'm saying, as far as like playoff attempts and stuff, the history of our organization, Bengals. Man. For the Bengals, he's the losing.
Freak Fight says it's a parody second edition D&D. So there you go.
I say losing is because every playoff appearance has been an embarrassment to embarrassments.
Yeah.
But more than likely, he'd either bring him back, or like I said, the rumors going around that it's going to be up to him.
Yeah.
And I think if he wins a couple games, and there are going to be some easy ones coming up because the Raiders really, really suck too, which was – whose dumb idea was to give a 10-year contract to a head coach who
Mark
hadn't
Davis.
Coached in a couple years?
I'm happy that he did that because the Faders
– we're all happy he did that because it was the stupidest thing you could do.
I'm glad. I mean, that doesn't mean that he can't fire Gruden like – this year, but
it's true. But it was such a stupid, stupid idea.
Yeah.
But they got a game against them, and then they have the Browns again. Who still, even though they beat the Bengals, they're still not a good team.
Yeah.
And they might not be playing. They might be resting their quarterback at that point. They don't want to play for since they won't be playing for anything. And then they'll be playing the Steelers in the last game, who might have a playoff berth clinched. And
not if the Broncos have anything to say about
that. Good players, you know what I mean.
If the Broncos end up a half game ahead of the Steelers are going to be out, man. So hopefully, what happens is the
that could happen, and either way, they don't play like Roethlisberger and all their their top players. They just rest guys.
Yeah, I guess technically you still got a shot, Breakman, but you lost.
So
to
that's
the
what
Broncos,
I, like. So. I, that's what I think will happen with like Marvin will be like, well, we won these games, so yeah, I'll be back.
God, man, that really sucks.
Or if he doesn't get to choose his fate, like Marvin Lewis, or I'm sorry, like Mike Brown said last year when he brought him back, he's like, yeah, him winning those last couple games, which were against two meaningless teams, like one was against the Browns, the other one was against the Ravens.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Since he won those two teams, Mike Brown was like, well, yeah, I decided, like, he won those two good teams, I could see him, like, on the comeback and stuff, yeah.
Sell the team. That's what needs to happen. Somebody needs to buy that team, man.
That's what, for real, like somebody in this town needs to win the lottery.
Yeah.
They need to win the $1 billion lottery and be like, look at my, look, oh, that's not a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Breakman, your plugs, please.
I wasn't done bitching. No, I'm just kidding. Like I said, I could literally go on for a long time.
Yeah, we should do a sports podcast, Breakman. I think it'd be.
What the bitch about the Bengals podcast? Follow me at @break_man on Twitter and at @RVGrinders on Twitter. You can send me Would You Rather, or we can talk about sports, or you can tell me your feelings, and we can hold hands and stuff like that.
I don't know about the holding hands. Oh,
yeah. We can't do the whole. I'm sorry.
All right, Eric,
or you could ask me for relationship advice or advice in general. And if you need advice, my advice is, if you need relationship advice, my advice is break up.
Always break up immediately.
If you need advice, the advice is to break up.
There you go. All right, Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find sites I wrote reviews for on sites like BossMassBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, VogueNetwork.com, and HonestGamers.com. I write reviews for games. I haven't got the writings with all the bullshit that's happened in the last several weeks. But tomorrow I will finally get back to writing.
There you go, man. Cool.
But, I mean, I was planning on doing some reviews this week, but there was, like, no time for it.
All right.
And I was really, really freaking tired a couple of days.
Yeah.
Before we go, Freak explained what Hackmasters is to us. It's a parody of second edition D&D. There's a comic strip, Knights of the Dinner Table. It is about people playing Hackmaster. He made up the game as a parody of D&D in the comic, and then later and they actually made the game. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Anyways, I wasn't done, but if you like what you've read and you want to support my work, even something as little as a dollar would help me on my Patreon, which is listed in my Twitter profile description, where you can find me at EricRPG.
All right.
Freak also would like to add, if you need to ask Breakman for relationship advice, break up, if that's who you're going to ask.
Exactly. I agree with that 100%. And I don't ever agree with Freak 5, so that's... All right, Eric, anything else?
That's it.
All right, let me thank everybody that was in the chat room today. Avocado Badado was in chat again. Thank you for joining. Freak 5, good friend Freak 5 was in chat.
That's a bot and they're waiting to kill us.
I think so too. Commander Root was in chat. Matt Mon Gaming, thank you for joining. OGQP was in chat. Polizei was in chat. I think that's how you say it. Positivity Bot, which I believe is a bot. Skinny Seahorse, we talked about earlier. Slow Cool, our very good friend Dungeon Buster was in chat. Tade __ in chat. Zanik Hyber was also in chat. So thank you everybody for joining the chat. If you want to join Freak 5, I agree. Dragon Quest is the greatest game of all time.
That is not even close to what he said.
I'm pretty sure that's what he said. That's what I saw here, man. That's what he wrote in chat, man. If you want to join the show live and join the chat, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern Time, on YouTube and on Twitch. Just search RP Grinders, RPGRINDERS, and you will find us there live and in person. So...
I would just like to add that before we end the show, hashtag Frank News.
How dare you, man. let's see. Also, please subscribe to the channel. If you haven't done so already, please tell your friends about the channel. That would help us tremendously. I want to grow the channel in 2019, and I've got some ideas. I've tested.
You can watch him getting owned in Nidhogg.
Oh God, man! I forgot to talk about that earlier, but Bernie just fucking owned me in Nidhogg. I mean, it wasn't even close. It's a great game. Nidhogg 2 is pretty fun. So
I never played the original, but it seems like it's similar, but it has a drastically different art style.
Real quickly, Breakman, any cowbell? Do you have your cowbell? Oh, there you go. Ask and you shall receive, Freak 5.
If you guys want.
There you go, man. Cowbell. I do have the Gene Funko, so more cowbell is always welcome, man.
Fuck the Funko.
Oh, shut up, Eric. I got some good ones, so fuck off with that, man.
Yeah, he sent me a Mega Man Funko.
Yeah, so there you go.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, but they're soulless.
They are not soulless. Especially the horror ones are great. Don't listen
that's
to
your argument against them. They're soulless.
He doesn't like their eyes, man. That's what it is. All right, I think that's about it, guys. Thank you everybody for joining so much. We really appreciate it. If you're listening on Archive, we really do appreciate you as well. Just make sure and hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. It would definitely help us out tremendously. All right. Till next week, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. 'Cause he's the greatest head coach of all time.
Marvin.
Greatest head coach of all time. Marvin Lewis is the greatest. Marvin Lewis is the greatest coach of all time.
I know Freak's trying to be pedantic, but you know what I meant.
Yeah, I know.